proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first. Shalom, and welcome to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining us today. The topic for today's discussion is a rather needy area in today's world. We are talking about failure due to lack of leadership. Now, in the days of the kings of Judah, the need for real spiritual leadership was clearly evident. As the Jewish people slipped further and further into idolatry, God promised that He would take away the necessary elements of strong leadership as the country faced perilous times ahead. From the mighty man and the prophet to the skilled workers and the ancient men, the Lord would remove these key people from society. The prophet Isaiah in chapter 3 recorded that Judah's downfall would give way to weak and incompetent leadership. The Bible says that God would give children to be their princes and babes shall rule over them. The lack of leadership created a vacuum where the people were desperate to find anyone to rule over them. A simple qualification in that time was if one simply possessed clothing. No one, however, would even make the effort to comfort or rule the people of Judah. Now, several commentators believe this prophecy came true when Manasseh became king at age 12. The majority of his 55-year reign resulted in the sharp moral decline and ruin of the country. His childish behavior led to political, spiritual, and economic problems that plagued the nation for years. Even though there was some relief during the reign of Josiah, this ungodly pattern followed Israel's last three kings, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. These men also displayed similar characteristics like Manasseh until the ultimate captivity of the Jewish people as they were carried away into exile in Babylon. God's judgment upon Jerusalem was surely coming due to the sinful choices that they made years before. Here's a lesson learned. And the lesson is this, that we can learn from these verses is that where there is a lack of good leadership, incompetent rulers will undoubtedly take their place. Just as in the days of Isaiah, so also we need strong, godly leadership that will comfort our nation, rule justly, and will lead us in the right way. We have raised more than one generation to desire physical and material pleasures, but not accept the reality of their emotions in responding to good and evil. The result has been a rising callousness to the situations around us, as we have been trained not to feel guilty when a wrong takes place. We have been led by people who value their private space and ideas with no connection to the real needs that are around them. Our society sounds much like the times mentioned according to Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 6, where it says, quote, I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into battle. A true understanding of leadership begins with a right view of God. We must not depend on earthly rulers for perceived stability, but upon Almighty God for our true security. With this in mind, parents can properly take their place as leaders of their families and intentionally guide their children in the ways of the Lord. Now we can find this important admonition in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 7. Now the church as well must have leaders that will stand for God's truth and care for the congregation. Many people have taken a back seat in their roles as leaders and role models. They need the support of their families and congregations that they may live and lead according to the scriptures. In reality, all of us are leaders. There are people who are following our example of living for what we think is most important. We are given a great opportunity. What will our response be? God desires that leaders will follow His lead. Are we willing to accept this call? You have been listening to the Everlasting Nation Broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or visit our website at ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.